presence in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're great kids and great hockey players. You know, they don't need a whole lot of guidance, but if they have any questions or any concerns, I'm just there for them and hang out with them off the ice. And they're great kids, first of all. And, I don't really teach them much on the ice because they're a lot more talented than I do. But I just try to be a leader and try to show them the ropes the best I can, I guess.
So I interviewed your dad, Garth, for CBC, and he remembers taking you to the rink. You barely could fit in his hand. How important is he to finish as a Moosehead your junior career?
Well, that's incredible. I mean, I never dreamed of. I mean, I dreamed about playing with the Mooseheads, but when I was in St. John, I thought I'd just finish it out there. So, when I found out I got traded in January, I was pretty excited. And it wasn't one of our best years in St. John. We were kind of rebuilding, so it was nice to for a change of scenery and to come on a stacked team in Halifax and do it at home too. So, you couldn't really ask for anything better.
How important is it to have your dad here with you?
It's incredible. Obviously, it's my biggest fan. He's been at all three Memorial Cups, so not many parents can say that, I guess. But a couple of my aunts got here yesterday too, my sister. I'm excited to see them tomorrow and hopefully have a good night.
What do you say to the fans back in Halifax Sunday? We'll be watching Grand Parade.
We really appreciate the support, obviously. They've been there all year. Our attendance, show just how supportive they were. We were sold out pretty well every game, so we just really appreciate the support, and we can hear the cheers from here.
Do you just have the one sister?
Yeah, one sister.
What's her name?
Suzanne. She's 23.
And how old? How do you spell it?
Sorry, 24. Okay. She just turned 24.
How do you spell it?
Suzanne.
Okay. And I was talking to Seth Fournier earlier. He's one of the older guys on the team, but you being the only one with Memorial Cup experience, he says you're a pretty big commie influence, especially with Steph, who I've already seen is kind of a bit emotional. So
yeah.
How do you kind of quell some of the guys and kind of, I guess, calm them down, and how do you kind of play that kind of older mentor role, kind of speak?
I don't try to be overly vocal in the room, but I just try to be a calming presence. If any questions they have, I answer the best I can, and and when things need to be said, I'm not afraid to step up and do it. And I think I let my play on the ice do most of the talking. I just try to work hard every shift and provide leadership and give an honest effort every night.
Did you know stuff very well before you came here?
No, I didn't. No. I mean, I played against him for years, but no, I didn't know him at all.
Okay. This may have been asked, but with your experience in Memorial Cups, going into the biggest game of the year, you've been there before. What do you say to the guys to help prepare them for this moment that I don't think, no matter how much you prepare yourself mentally, you don't know what it's like till you're there?
No, that's true. I mean, I'm still going to be nervous, even though I've been there before. But I think it's just... you have to approach it like it's any other game and prepare like it's any other game. Obviously, maybe your first couple of shifts would be a little jittery and maybe overexcitement. But once the dust settles a little bit in the game, I think it's just another game and you have to approach it that way.
Steven, 2 years ago, same situation for your Sea Dogs. You played on the Tuesday and not again until Sunday. It seemed like you guys were getting kind of bored with passing time. Is it kind of like that this time? Here?
Yeah, it was. I mean, we tried it. We did the best we could, doing little team activities. We went to a movie a couple nights ago. Went mini putting a few days ago. Went glow in the dark mini putting yesterday. So that was a cool experience. But we just try to keep busy, and we had like a couple meetings every day. Just kind of videoing ourselves, and now that we know our opponents, videoing them. So they've done a good job managing our time and knowing when to practice and when to have days off. So I think give credit to the coaches.
So I'm almost saying that. If you guys had to play today, you'd be ready. You guys wish maybe it was today?
But there's nothing we could do about it. So, we had a good practice, and I think we'll be more ready tomorrow.
Pretty chomping at the bit, though, and get going. Right?
Yeah, no, we are for sure. I mean, it's tough watching the, I think we watched three games in the hotel together. So, I guess we got a good scouting report on the teams, and we're just happy to know who we're facing now.
Well, talk about that. Talk about the matchup with Portland. You've seen them. You've played them. What do you expect from the game? What are going to be some keys?
We're not gonna, change the way we play. We're just gonna. Obviously, we have to. We scored a lot of goals in that first game, but we didn't play very well defensively. They scored. I think we gave their top line and their skill guys a little too much room. So we're gonna try to tighten it up. Have a good block of five. It's not only our defense job. It's the forwards coming back too. So we're gonna have to do a better job defensively, and then offensively we're gonna have to make sure we play to our strengths, which are, you know, speed and skill, and you know, we have a lot of size too, so we're going to have to try to play down low and, you know, work through D's, because, you know, they have a lot of solid big guys back there, but I think, you know, if we play in their zone a long time, you know, we could capitalize.
Their top four has played a ton of minutes throughout the tournament, and you guys haven't played since Tuesday. Does that give you a chance to try to wear them down maybe a little bit?
I think so, you know, hopefully. But, you know, we're not going to do anything different. We're just, you know, play the way we normally do and you know, take advantage of our rest, because, you know, we have, you know, three, you know, we can roll four lines all night, and, you know, we have a lot of lines that can score. So I think it's a dangerous thing to have.
Well, the mini putting, is your short game getting any better?
Or? I hope so. I mean, I play golf in the summer. That's definitely my worst part. So
it's all first.
Yeah, I know.
Steven, how different does this day feel compared to 2 years ago?
Not a whole lot different. I mean, different team, different group of guys, but I think our mindset's the same, and you know, the preparation's the same. You know, we took days off and we practiced at the right times, and you know, and managed our time well in between. So I think not a whole lot of difference other than the color on the sweater.
Yeah, well, last year obviously didn't make it that far, but.